Hey everybody, welcome to a special edition of This Week in Swim Run, all about Attila, the Swim Run World Championship 2021. Hit it. Welcome to the Low Tide Boys, a Swim Run podcast. I'm Chip.
And I'm Chris, and this is a special edition of This Week in Swim Run for everyone who was asleep, if you're in the U.S., or, we're somehow out of cell phone reception and missed this year's edition of the Attila, the Swim Run World Championship. So Chipper and I stayed up. It started around 9 p.m.
Past our bedtime.
Way past our bedtime. I don't know if I pulled the shortest straw or something, but actually I only slept like 2 hours. So we're recording this on Monday. The race ended this morning, basically. Yeah. Recording this in the evening, and yeah, pretty much stayed up all night, took a 2 hour nap, and then when I woke up was right after the pig swim. So I saw the race, I saw all the leaders and everyone finish. Awesome. From then on, which was pretty cool.
Yeah. And I mean, first of all, I thought the coverage on, so they had a dude, they had Attila had
it was a production
Facebook, four different Facebook feeds set up because the Facebook could only handle a 2 hour live feed for some reason. So they had to set it up a certain way, but they had multiple. I mean, I was rather impressive
production. I mean, I think there were definitely some patchy sections, but that was just, I mean, you're in the middle of nowhere trying to get 4G connection.
Like logistically, I was thinking, oh my God, this is a lot of work, and you know, they're doing a good job with it. So
yeah,
really
shout out to Henrik Wahlberg and Jonas Ekman, who were on our race prediction show. They were out there on bikes. Jonas was like running, following people and stuff. And I hope Henrik's okay. It looked like either he dropped the camera a couple times.
Yeah, there was some weird camera shot that was like,
yeah, I was
like,
did he go down on the bike? But, you know, I think he's okay, but I hope so. Yeah, so we thought for this show, you know, This Week in Swim Run Style, we'll let you know what happened. We can walk you through what we thought was really interesting about the course. And yeah, kind of how the race developed.
So let's dive into the first race of the day. The women's race was a really great competitive race. It was awesome. I was really enjoying that. We'll walk through the podium first.
Yeah, let's do it.
So coming in at just off course record pace, just over 9 hours and 47 seconds, Team Arc Swim Run, Helena and Kristen. That's Helena Silverson and Kristen Larson.
Yeah.
They were team number 409.
Yeah, previous winner of Attila, current world record holder in the women's division. And yeah, they were pretty close to world record time. They looked super strong all
Very
day.
Very strong.
There's all these videos of Daniel Hansen basically like on foot, just like running with them, taking his own. You know, they had their own publicist going, which is super cool. They looked really strong once they got to Uta, strong on Orna. Yeah, I mean, from watching the race, I mean, it's just impressive. Like, I remember texting you just like, oh, man, these women are super strong.
They were after it. It was great. It was the first swim leg or one of the first legs, and you saw the men's have red bibs, mixed has green and then orange, and it was mostly red because the men had started first, and then they added the mix. But you just see this yellow, orange bibs just shoot in. I was like, oh, 409. Like, oh man, they were on it from the get go. So that was really awesome. But they didn't really run away with it. Only a 10-minute and 40-second cushion for second place. Wild Swim Run West Coast.
Yeah,
came in hot. 9 hours, 11 minutes, and 27 seconds. So a 10-minute differential on a 9-hour race. Kudos. That's they were putting pressure on the leaders.
Yeah, and also super cool that it was like a Wild Swim Run team, you know.
That was awesome.
It was great to see them shouting out such a great cause. And then in third place you had Head Swimming, which is Anna Hellstrom and Jenny Ramstead, super experienced, multiple finishers of the race.
Yes.
And they were just about 5 minutes back at that point from there. But yeah, the women's race was really interesting. It looked like it really developed towards the middle of the race from the feeds that I was watching. But yeah, I mean, it was super impressive to watch. I mean, everyone out there, I mean, I definitely got a new respect for the course after listening to Oscar Olsen's course walkthrough, but then actually kind of following along with the cameras and with the coverage. I mean, when they say technical,
these are rocks. This isn't a Jeep trail or something. These are rocks that they're just, rolling over like nothing, like they had roller skates on.
And let me tell you, if you were, some sick bastard and you're playing the drinking game of taking a drink every time someone slipped on a rock on a swim exit or entrance,
you wouldn't make it 30 minutes.
You wouldn't make it.
Yeah, and just off the podium, teams on the women's side, 4 through 8, there was only maybe 20 minutes separating all those teams. So you had a really competitive race going on, sort of the race just off the podium there with some former folks of the show that we had, including Isabella came in fifth and some other ladies. Annika Weston, who we know obviously from our
Annika, shout out to Annika Weston and Marie Anderson, team Stromgren. I probably screwed that up, but yeah, they're in a Strava club, so it was cool to see that pop into the feed. It was like, geez, a big day.
Yeah, 20 women's teams in total finished this race.
Yeah, pretty awesome. Now moving on to the mixed division, that race, and I think Henrik pretty much set this up for us, was really, really competitive. There was a huge pack of people. Essentially, comes at no surprise to me.
Yes, you can speak for me in this.
And
I can speak
for Chipper. Is our personal favorite, Desiree Anderson and her partner Victor Dahl, who was his first time racing the World Championship. They not only won the mixed division but set the world record.
Bravo.
Yeah, so that was Team Anvil Head Swimming, and they just had an amazing day. They weren't in first for a lot of the day, and they really just charged on Orna and never looked back. In second place was someone else who has a dear place in my heart because she's in her Strava club, and she's a total beast, so I get to see everything that she does in Switzerland. But Sabina Rapelli and Alexis Charrier from Team Anvil Switzerland, they were,
Anvil Switzerland Head. It's the Euro name.
I didn't go the whole way. They had an awesome race, finishing second. I mean, in a super packed field. Essentially, after them, the third place team of Arc Swimmen, Marika and Alexander Kohler and Marika Wagner, they were just about a minute and a half back. So from there, the next four finishers were all mixed teams. So the mixed team was definitely a battle all the way to the end, which is pretty cool to see.
Yeah, I thought that was one of the cooler races, and I was following along on Instagram and seeing everyone's stories that were out there in the live feeds. Fanny, two, three time guest of the show, she had such a great reaction. There's just a beautiful photo of her and Desiree, former partners, former world champions. Mm-hmm. Desiree's moved to the mixed division, and they're just hugging across the thing, and it was like, it was such a great thing. Yeah. Fanny had a great live video where she was on Orno, I believe, following just as Desiree and Victor sort of made their move and moved on from there. Mm-hmm. So it was such a great race, and that's pretty deep into the race to be saving, and it's hard to race knowing your move is so far out.
Yeah.
Conserve, and then just
stay in contact.
Hope you have it
contact.
When it's time to go.
Yeah, I mean, and if I can fangirl a little bit more on Desiree, I mean, she's amazing. She's an incredible athlete. To win in the women's division, move over to mixed, and set the course record, I mean, it's an impressive achievement. And one of the things they were doing, which was unusual for a lot of mixed teams we've learned, is she would lead the swims and Victor would lead the runs. Mm-hmm. So typically a lot of mixed teams, it's one person is leading both. So it's kind of cool that they would switch back and forth.
Yeah, Desiree's just such a strong swimmer.
Amazing.
And we shan't leave off the California swim run team, Mel Bartow and Andy Hewitt of California Swim Run down in Southern California, came in 40th place, 12 hours, 23 minutes on the dot. Mel commented, said that was the hardest thing she's ever done. And this is coming from somebody that literally has swam around islands.
Yeah.
And that was Mel's first time at the Atala, the Swimrun World Championship.
I think first
and
European Andy's style race.
Been there
too.
A few times. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll
what a day. We'll, yeah, I can't wait
foreshadowing.
To hear more.
We're going to hear more. We're going to hear more about her experience. Now, moving on to the men's. Watching this race from the beginning was actually super interesting because, you know, the start is everyone's kind of keeping it in their pants and they get to the beach and that's really where the race opens up. Mm-hmm. The team that ended up ultimately coming in third, Hugo Tormento and Matteo Poulain, I'm sorry, dude. Sorry for butchering your name. Arc Swim in France. Like, they actually, in the first swim, they had about a 300-meter lead. So they just took off.
They just
off.
Went to the on the gas.
They just took off. And you could see then the next group was essentially pretty quickly, you could tell that it was Oscar Olsen and Adriel Young, team Simkochen, and Arc Swim and Frederick and Lars. Mm-hmm. Frederick and Lars are on that team. They were kind of in the second pack. And the way the race developed was really interesting because obviously Arc Swim in France got onto the rocks first, the first technical island, which looked super technical. It actually reminded me of Vail Island a little bit.
It did from the Odyssey race. And yeah. When I was watching that happen, my mind just sounds like what happened to you. Click back to the episode that we had with Oscar, and mm-hmm. he's like, oh, I'm good at the technical trails. And I mean, when he was saying that, it wasn't
hyperbole.
It looked like he was floating over these super technical trails.
It was really interesting to watch because it was essentially the second that they got on land, and it was essentially Frederick and Lars and Oscar and Adriel. They just started hunting. Mm-hmm. They just went hunting for these guys, and they pretty much made it to the second swim together. And then once again, Arc Swim in France were just like, you know, world-class swimmers basically were able to gap them again. But then once the race got to Run Mara, which was really the first long swim, it's about 9K of running, where the first little bit is technical, then it opens up into a gravel road. Mm-hmm. That's where essentially Oscar and Adriel made their move. And they didn't really start looking back too much. They just started going. And from then on, they basically put on a clinic.
They
had
down.
Some things that were to their advantage. The pig swim wasn't as piggish
yes.
as it could be. The water was a little cold, but people didn't seem to be complaining about it. And yeah, I mean, they just didn't look back and just dominated for the rest of the race, which super, super stoked for Oscar. He's raced this event multiple times. I think like 4 or 5 times. On the podium, but never got that world title. And, you know, Adriel had won a world title, I think, in the mixed division. But, yeah, I mean, those two guys just put on a clinic.
Absolutely.
Straight clinic.
Absolutely. Setting the course record. So, I mean, you can't ask for much more than that. Overall, the day seemed just like a great day. A few notable mentions, of course, for the U.S.-based team. Coming in 32nd, It Be Me, and Timothy coming in just over 10 hours with 10 hours, 5 minutes, 33 seconds. And actually, all the U.S. teams were kind of bunched in the 30s, which is cool. So a few slots below that, we had Beacon Blake. So Team Anvil Baywatch came in at 10 hours, 19 minutes. And just after them, coming in 38th, the Swimrun Monks, Phil and Sean, 10 hours, 25 minutes, which we know, I think the 10-hour mark was kind of what some of these U.S. teams were shooting to go sub-10 or around 10. Bravo, guys. I think everyone did a great job. Excellent representation of Swim Run here in the United States. And I think people definitely knew who some of these American teams were over there watching the feed. They knew that the Monks were on a certain training plan, and they knew stuff about Anvil Baywatch.
Yeah,
and it was
Beacon
really
Blake
cool.
had been there a bunch of times. Yeah, I mean, it was cool that, and they were actually all pretty much running together, so they kind of teamed up and were covering some distance together, which was pretty cool to see that camaraderie and everyone just trying to get to the finish, which it's a long enough day where I could definitely be like, it'd be nice to have, you know, a friendly face to get through the, you know, the 20-ish Ks at on Arna.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, on the course, there was some pretty cool stuff. Like one aid station had like hot dogs. Another one had cinnamon buns. There was all these things, which
I take a cinnamon.
There's that
bun.
Twix that we heard about. But
I saw the Twix.
Yep.
It's so funny. There's someone there like with a platter, like just a Halloween them. With single Twix. Just yeah. And everyone goes by and grabs the Twix.
Yeah. It's like proof that you did the swim or something.
Yeah. You keep the wrapper, frame it when you get home. It's your
So I'll say closing thoughts. I think for the difficulties of the terrain and what they were trying to do, I think the broadcast was really cool, really fun to watch, engaging. They were in, you know, the crowd was into it.
Immersive.
Yep. Like people were shouting out people that they knew. They were doing a good job of sharing information, again, in a difficult setting because you don't know where people are necessarily. There's bad reception some places.
Totally. And I felt they did a really good job. You sort of had the headquarters who weren't on the field and they were interacting with the fans. There was engagement with the Facebook comments about who are you coming to see, where are you watching from, who are you rooting for, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of stuff that really helps Swim Run grow and become more amazing.
Yeah. And I'll say in terms of the race itself, I'm super sleep deprived. This is the first time that I've tried to stay up and not just watch the hype movies or try to catch the finish or whatever. I feel like Oscar's episode where we had the course walkthrough, it just really enlightened me into what the experience is, but then also seeing it and also kind of like, you know, having listened to that show and prepped for that show, kind of knowing where they were and what the terrain he was describing and actually seeing it, it was really cool to kind of put all those pieces together and kind of,
if you
made me appreciate it a lot more.
Absolutely. Like I encourage you, if you have not really watched a lot of footage or anything from the Swim Run World Championship, to go on Attila's Facebook page and just kind of skip around some of these things and check out the course. I mean, it gives you a good sense of what the race is like and how the terrain, and when you hear it, kind of just makes it a little bit of a deeper experience for it. I thought it was really cool. And also, it properly scared the shit out of me again. As it should.
It should be something to be feared.
I saw this and
feared.
I'm like, this is not
something to be feared.
You don't roll out of bed and do this.
No, I mean, maybe if you're like Jonas or something. I feel the same way. I definitely, I'm still super stoked to do this race. It's not like, oh, I can't. There's no way I can toe that line.
But it's going to be a day.
It's going to be a day. And in terms of adventures, I mean, this one's definitely one to try to do. So we're really looking forward to trying to make sure we get our qualifying points and see if we can get in. And we hope you enjoyed this special edition of This Week in Swim Run, all about Attila, the Swim Run World Championship 2021 edition.
Thank you for listening to the Low Tide Boys, a Swim Run podcast. Make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast and leave a review on iTunes if you're so inclined.
You can also sign up for our newsletter at lowtideboys.com. That's boys with a Z. And check out our meme page at The Low Tide Boys on Instagram. If you have any questions or suggestions for the show, drop us an email at lowtideboys@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Writing Easy Records for our show music. And of course, our wives for their support and tolerance of our swim run activities, hobbies, and other bullshit we do.
Finally, you can support our efforts on Patreon. Until next time, get out there and go for a swim.
And then a run.
And then another swim.
Then another run.
And then another swim.
And then run to the finish line and just keep going until you're done.
Yes.
Until you cross the finish line.
Or run to the car.
Or run to your car.
Somewhere. Just keep running.